There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Snowmageddon. For those of you in its tap, did you survive? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America, tonight for the rest of us. Ha! 80 degrees in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I know you Floridians listening were sending me some pictures of how warm and beautiful it was in the great state of Florida. As for everybody else, the director of the National Weather Service, check it out, said that the agency didn't effectively communicate the uncertainty, ready for this, in its predictions for New York City and Philadelphia because the snowfall amounts were well short of what they were saying was going to happen. So the director said, hey, it's our fault. It's incumbent on us to communicate it, and we're going to review how we did with the forecast carefully and look at a different approach for these kinds of storms. So now you have the Weather Service apologizing for not dumping enough snow on New York City proper or on Philadelphia or South Jersey. In the meantime, in Massachusetts, they wish they had that problem. In New Hampshire, where a lot of you are listening to us, in Massachusetts, in Maine, all the way up that coastline, in some cases, 24 inches of snow. In Nantucket, it was ridiculous. It was like floods, too, because you also had a lot of melting and the breaking of one area of a little bit of a dam, and that was disastrous. In Boston itself, they had massive amounts of snow in some parts of the city proper and in the suburbs, you know, 21 inches, 21 inches of snow. In Long Island, 15, 16, 17, 18 inches. In some cases, even a little bit more. So there were areas of New York, too, by the way, that got hit. It was Long Island. But the city itself, no. So now people are all over the mayor, Bill de Blasio. Another reason to hate the mayor. First, you messed up the whole chokehold thing and the boys in blue, and now you messed up the weather. It's your fault. How come more snow didn't fall on New York City? It just sounds so funny, doesn't it? We're upset because not enough snow fell. Man. All right, speaking of not enough snow, Bud lives in New Jersey. He knows that people were grumbling. Bud, so you didn't have to really get out your shovel. Not much of anything, eh?
No,
just a couple of inches. That's it. A dusting.
Yeah, we had about 2 or 3 inches. And the way the snow was coming down, all one shot, stop, and then showers again. And then it continued for a few hours. The wind kicked up a little bit. And I said to my neighbor, I said, you know, there's going to be a bounty out for these weathermen. They closed down the schools. The cops came and made everybody remove the cars off the street. Of course, they sorted everything down, which was good, just in case it would freeze and everything. As according to where you were in New Jersey and the inches you got, the further north you got, the deeper you got because you're going up high elevation. But down South Jersey and Cherry Hill or whatever came in, you name it, you know, 4 inches, 3, whatever. And this is exactly, everybody was mad. They closed down the cities, the schools. Transportation was shut down last night at 11 o'clock. Didn't open till 7:30, 8 o'clock this morning. Trains were shut down. They started open up a little bit here and there. And it just went on and on. So it affected everybody for a bad judgment call.
Yeah, a bad judgment call. But, Bud, what if they didn't do that? And then people, it was the opposite effect, and people were trapped in terrible snow.
Yeah, that's the other way. They were playing it safe. than have people suffer. Because I remember when I was in the department, it was a blizzard in 93 and 96. And a lot of cops were on duty, traffic, couldn't get home. So now they had to work 16, 17 hours. Me, what I did, I lived in the city. I had a snowmobile. I went home, got my snowmobile on the streets.
Good for you. I know what you're talking about. There were people that were out on snowmobiles, too, so that was smart of you, Bud, for sure. Well, I'm glad, in a sense, Bud, that you didn't get buried in the snow. Thank you for calling us and giving us that bird's eye point of view, and because he's right there over the bridge from Philadelphia, not far from where I grew up, and I know all my cousins were whining and complaining that kids were home from school, and I have a cousin that lives in Morristown, and I have another cousin that lives in another spot in South Jersey, and you know what they say. Nobody's happy, right? So they weren't happy. They weren't happy because, like Bud mentioned, so many things were closed down, and they felt like they also blew a snow day, because that's another day that now they've already wasted. Speaking of a wasted opportunity, at the Super Bowl in another part of the country, in Arizona, they have this thing called Media Day, which basically means the players are supposed to be available to talk to the media. And Marshawn Lynch from the Seattle Seahawks wanted no parts of that, but he knew he was going to get a fat fine. So here's what he had to say for an entire 5 minutes.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fined, so y'all can sit here and ask me all the questions y'all want to. I'm going to answer with the same answer, so y'all can shoot if y'all please. I'm here so I won't get fined. 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 I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Guess what? He's there, so he won't get fined. We're going to talk with Annie Zadarovich, one of the VPs from Fox Sports Radio Network and Premier Networks, who's there at the Super Bowl, was at Media Day, and has a few thoughts on Deflategate and what that means, and the shame of this matchup of the Super Bowl and how that's being downplayed. And it's a good time to remind you that we do have Nail the Score coming up in our next show. In our second hour, last segment, we will do Nail the Score. It's the final one. It's the Super Bowl, baby. Either, you know, the Seahawks or the Patriots, and what you think that final score is going to be. Also coming up in the next couple of segments, we're going to talk about prescription drug use and what happens when it gets out of control, and what does that sometimes lead to for people. And this is part of the conversation because of Jennifer Aniston's movie called Cake, where she's a woman who's in the severe pain and gets on prescription drugs, and then the whole thing with suicide and whatnot. So you don't want to miss that conversation. And then Bill Heed, who takes a different look at Braveheart and fills in the blanks, saying that there were some things about William Wallace we didn't know, that they sort of threw out the whole Christianity thing, when, believe it or not, because remember Mel Gibson playing William Wallace, he actually was a deeply religious person. And this conversation is pretty interesting, too, so you don't want to miss that. All of that coming up around the bend here on America Tonight. Plus, another quick reminder coming up in our next hour, Old School, New School. That's when we bring Matt Johnson into the lion's den, and we find out whether he's going to go old school or new school.
It's a segment everyone waits for.
They're waiting right now. They are waiting right now. They're not shoveling. Not shoveling. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, January 19th, 2015, gold opened at $1,276.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,322.93, $661.47 for a half ounce, or $330.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,258.35, $661.47, and $330.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
America Tonight. Perfect time to have Kyle Simon on with us. He's in our virtual green room. He's the Director of Policy and Advocacy at the Center for Lawful Access and Abuse Deterrence, you know, acronym CLAD. And here's what the scoop is. This movie that's starting to get a lot of buzz because of Jennifer Aniston's portrayal of the main character called Cake is really a look into prescription drug abuse, showing what it does to you mentally and all kinds of other things and what it's like to live that way. And the main character who Jennifer Aniston plays, as I said in this, and is being nominated for all these awards, has really struck a chord with a lot of people because it starts with the prescription medication for pain, and then you've got depression and anxiety and all those things mixed into it. And what people don't realize is how far the prescription drugs, the painkillers go, and ultimately what that can lead to. So Kyle Simon, thanks so much for popping on America Tonight.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
So you heard what I said about this movie, Cake. I think the good news there is often when you have a movie that portrays something like this, it does, like I said, strike a chord and has people talking about it. So the good news is people are talking about it. How widespread is this problem?
Well, you're absolutely right. This movie does portray that the United States is in the midst of a prescription drug abuse epidemic. In fact, in 2012 alone, more than 22,000 Americans died of prescription drug-related overdoses. So this movie really does highlight the need for compassion on both sides of the debate to make sure we have access, but to make sure that people are not getting addicted to prescription medications.
Yeah, so how do you do, you know, if how do you do that? It's just, so let's say you're someone who's relatively healthy, and then some horrific thing happens, and all of a sudden you get prescribed these painkillers that are yummy because you're finding it difficult to live with the pain. I would imagine that even for the strongest of us, that leap can be very easy, is it?
It can be, yeah, and that's why it really requires making sure that you're taking proper dosages of medication, as directed by a healthcare professional, and also that the frequent visits and thorough communications to make sure that you're taking these medications safely and effectively. Because like you said, this is something that can happen to anybody. So it's important that you're communicating with your physician about that.
Yeah. What are some signs that you're in trouble? What are some things people can look for or someone near them is in trouble?
Well, you know, in the movie Cake, Jennifer Aniston's character, she does hide medications throughout her house. And in some of the scenes, she has a housekeeper where she actually goes to a pain clinic where she's given medications without a prescription. She actually goes down to Mexico and gets medications without a prescription there. And that's obviously a little bit more egregious. But making sure that what physicians can do is obviously making sure that they're doing therapeutic urine drug testing to make sure that they're adhering to the treatment plan and not abusing these medications or misusing them.
Yeah. What is the most abused prescription drug?
The most abused or the one that's most commonly discussed are opioids. And these are medications that come from opium that are used oftentimes to treat pain. So people who have chronic pain, essentially. But one of the important things to focus on is, like I said, the compassion, because there are people who have things like fibromyalgia or cancer or life-threatening illnesses. And about these medications, they have, there's a survey that came out that showed that almost 40% of them, whenever they had access issues, had contemplated suicide. So it can be very serious if these medications aren't there for these kinds of painful chronic illnesses.
Yeah, and as I said at the top of this, the good news is now the awareness. Do you think groups or other outreach programs are more of those are needed to help to try to reach out to some of these people?
Absolutely, yeah, and that's exactly right. This movie is definitely stirring a national dialogue about these issues. We are in the midst of an epidemic, and access to addiction treatment is critical, so people need to make sure that whenever they do, if they do become addicted to these medications, that they're able to get help and get their lives back.
Yeah. I mentioned your title at the top, Director of Policy and Advocacy for CLAD. Tell us about CLAD. What are some of your endeavors there?
Yeah, so we work with a lot of nonprofit organizations. We are a coalition-building organization in D.C. We're dedicated. We have a dual mission, so reducing prescription drug abuse, but making sure that people have access to high-quality health care. So finding that balance in policies at the state and federal level, so it's not restricting access, it's making sure those who have a legitimate need have access to those medications.
Yeah. Wow, well, that's interesting, too, because then you must be dealing with all kinds of things besides what we're talking about here with the prescription drugs, obviously, but you must have worked policy-wise with Medicaid, Medicare. There's so many mm-hmm. regulatory things that come up. Of everything that you've dealt with, Simon, what are you most proud of, Kyle, of everything that you've dealt with so far to this point in your role?
Well, I think one of the important things is with all the policies we've worked on, such as getting prescription monitoring programs in 49 out of 50 states by implementing safer prescribing and dispensing standards in the states, we actually have started to see these overdose-related deaths level off. So in 2012, the CDC came out and said that we had the first decline in over a decade in these overdoses. So we are making progress, but there's still a lot of work to be done, and this movie perfectly highlights that.
Yeah, is there certain ages that are hit the hardest by it? Is it women, men? What's the demographic?
It's anybody. You know, there's a lot of different studies that come out. It seems to be predominantly in the Southeast where most of these are happening, especially in Appalachia and rural areas. And that's oftentimes because there's not access to a physician or a healthcare practitioner who can monitor these situations. So they get the medications, they get addicted, and they have nowhere to turn. So it really is. It does not discriminate. All ages, all races, all genders, you know, both genders, it doesn't make a difference.
Wow. Well, that really leaves a very, very wide net then to try to pull that all in. Is there something to helping, you know, starting with teenagers and informing them? Would it be good to have programs like that in schools?
There are, yeah, and that's actually something that a lot of organizations, I know the Clinton Foundation's been active in this, where they're actually doing collegiate recovery centers for people who have gotten addicted. You know, oftentimes it's unfortunate that these stimulants, medications that are used for ADHD and different, you know, to help study and help crash for a test or something, or cram for a test, you know, these medications, they can become addictive. And then, of course, that can be a gateway into something more serious. So, yeah, teaching people young that these medications can be deadly when not used properly, that's important. That's a very important part of the of what we're doing.
Yeah, and we already talked about some of the things that that you look for, but is this also a gateway prescription drug abuse, a gateway to cocaine, heroin, other kinds of drugs?
Well, there have been a lot of reports coming out of the CDC about the evolution of the prescription drug abuse epidemic toward heroin use. That relationship is a little bit hazy, but the reality is, you know, for people who get these medications who lose access to them, they can go to illicit drugs, and even Jennifer Aniston's character does that in the movie. She actually turns to marijuana to ease her pain. She actually had a really debilitating car accident, her character, where she's not able to even sit in a car without being in significant pain. And so sometimes people will turn to illicit drugs to help balance that, but that's where we need to step in and have policies and have options in place to treat these addictions.
Yeah. When you work on that, when you work on policies and whatnot, how tough is it to line up all the soldiers on the Hill? Is it hard?
It's not so hard. I think everyone, you know, all of the members definitely have this issue. Like I said, it doesn't discriminate. It's nationwide. I think the issue, of course, is with the Congress having a hard time getting things done. As we've seen, it's really difficult to get them to focus on one thing when there are so many priorities going on. But this is something that we have some champions on the Hill in Washington and in state capitals, and they realize that it's in their backyard. You know, it's not in someone else's. It's definitely in their very own community.
Yeah, so as you said, you have some champions. So is the idea to get that, get some testimony, get some exposure, get in front of the microphones once in a while? Because that seems to, you know, make the highlight reels, get you a little attention broadcast-wise. Does that help?
It does. And definitely having a voice in the state capitals and in Washington who have personal experiences with this. You know, one of our biggest champions is no longer a member of Congress, but Mary Bono from California has a personal story about this that she likes to talk about. That was one of the reasons she stood up, and she's one of our most vocal advocates for helping, you know, implement policies to reduce prescription drug abuse. So it does take a strong voice in the legislature or in Congress to be able to help mirror the work that we're doing out across the country.
All right, Kyle Simon, Director of Policy and Advocacy at the Center for Lawful Access and Abuse Deterrence. Keep doing the good work. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Talk to him because he's got an interesting take on Braveheart, one that I think is going to blow you away. You know Braveheart, right? You saw Braveheart, you watched Braveheart. He's going to tell you the real story of what really happened behind Braveheart. He's the executive producer of In Freedom's Cause. It's interesting because it's a terrific audio series. And it puts the Christianity, frankly, back in the tale that somehow was whitewashed out of it. Wow. Bill, thanks for coming on the show. Before we get into it, I got to just ask you this question. You know, I know that you've worked with her. Joanne Froggatt won a Golden Globe for her portrayal of Anna Bates in Downton Abbey. You'd be kind of proud of her. She's a great actress.
Yeah, very proud, Kate. Thanks for having me tonight. She is great. She was great to work with, and she picked up on the character that we needed her to play right away. So it was pretty amazing to work with her. And then I was overjoyed to see her get that because just being around her and as a Downton fan myself, I think she's just one of the exceptional actresses out there today. So good for Joanne, right? I mean, she's amazing. And she's amazing on Downton. She's amazing on our In Freedom's Cause production.
Yeah, she's got a great voice. There's no question about it. She, along with the other actors involved in this, telling different stories. You know, William Wallace, of course, if you look at the movie portrayal of it, just wild and crazed and protecting Scotland and his family and all of that. But you never really heard much about Christianity. And you say that's one of the things that's missing, and that's what you do in Heirloom Audio. Explain that.
Well, yeah, we don't like to push Christianity into places where it doesn't belong. I think we've all seen examples of kind of cheesy Christianity done. But I think at the same time, you make a great point. What's happened in our country, really, is that the textbooks at school and our mainline media has pretty much sanitized history of any type of Christian character, especially. And so I think when I look at someone like William Wallace, Robert Bruce, and I love the movie Braveheart, but when we started to do some research about this, I mean, it just kind of blew me away because this guy, I mean, if you look at Mel's rendition, he's kind of a barbarian, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he paints his face blue and he's a troop rallier and certainly he has some passions and all of that. And I think to some degree, Wallace did have that. But when we dug down to try to do the story, because we wanted to get the story right, we found out this guy was an intellectual. We found that he spoke 4 or 5 languages. He was able to write letters to the Pope in Latin, you know, with a kind of an appeal for transcendent freedom for the Pope, saying, hey, the attack that I'm experiencing, that we're experiencing in Scotland, it's evil. And, you know, he called on the Pope to sort of see that there's a God above that actually decides what's right, what's wrong. And that would be the kind of the final arbitrator in his mind in battles like this. So a little bit of a harbinger with respect to some of the things that we see in our government and kind of the way that Tommy Jefferson and the other boys attacked George III, you know, kind of a transcendent attack on him, a covenant of the lawsuit, if you will. But anyway, we found out Wallace was, of course, he was a big man. They say he's unlike Mel, maybe, but he was about 6'6", 6'7". The sword's on display over there, so he was certainly capable of fighting. But he was also an ambassador. He was also someone that was extremely interested and capable economically. He had a mega sense of macroeconomics and was concerned about trade in Scotland and so forth. So as we put these pieces together, we really found quite an individual that had an amazing character. Now, let me tell you about how he grew up. He had an uncle that was a priest. He went to a Christian school. He was inculcated with the faith. He had a psalter when he was very young. And it's my belief that many of the decisions that he made in his life were affected by how he saw the world, how he saw God, how he saw men, you know, sort of his anthropology and how he viewed things. So much so that if you fast forward all the way to the end, you know, kind of to give you a story about, you know, how the whole thing ends, his last request, he's got a horse on each limb. He's going to be pulled apart in London, right, because he was betrayed. And he says, can I read my Bible? Can I read my Psalter as you're pulling me apart in 4 pieces? Now, that's a man of faith, and that's a man that began with a sense of faith and who ended his life with a sense of faith.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? I'm a big history buff, and I've never read that either. I mean, you really, like you said, you dug around, and you could find that, but it wasn't in any textbook I read, and certainly it wasn't in the movie, as we're talking about. And you haven't, you know, before that, you've got another story that I think is really interesting, too, because I'm always fascinated by him, but Sir Francis Drake. I mean, because he's really the dude that was known as the first English guy to circle the globe and defeat the Spanish Armada.
Yeah, Drake ended up being one of the greatest characters that I had ever run into, and I knew a little bit about him, like you, but I didn't know a lot about him, and what I found out blew my mind. Think about Drake just with the example that when he sailed and defeated the Armada, you have to realize that Pope Alexander had given North America to the Spanish. This was Spanish territory. And it was the Armada that was protecting the sea lanes and protecting the fact that it was Spanish territory. Almost single-handedly, this guy, with a handful of ships, destroyed the largest naval force on the planet. It'd be like some kid from Vietnam if he had, you know, a bunch of small boats taking out the U.S. Navy. I mean, it's just off the charts, weird, and almost impossible. But he did it. And in severing those lines and cutting off that artery of Spanish hegemony there in the Caribbean area and right around Florida, he allowed the colonization. That's what allowed the first colony in Augustine, Florida, Augustine, I guess you could say, and then Jamestown later and Roanoke. And people don't know he helped start the Roanoke colony. So Drake, without Drake, you don't get George Washington. You know, that's, you just don't get a United States without him. So I kind of consider him a founding father of sorts.
Yeah. When you put these together, I listened to some of this. The thing that's really wild is this isn't just great actors kind of portraying parts. You feel like you're really in the middle of it. I hear, like, kind of creaking noises, and I feel like I'm in Scotland. You know, it's just wild. What did you do to make this come to life?
Yeah, thanks. That's a great point. What we did was we took the – I decided that I wanted everybody in this particular case to go – to the fields where the battles were fought, and I wanted my staff and the people in our group to be able to walk where Wallace walked and to see the sights. And so we went there, we took everybody there, and we spent a number of days before we went to London to do the recording. But you're exactly right. When you hear a door opening up or shutting, for example, more than likely, that in a scene, that's the door or the castle in the abbey or whatever where that actually happened in history, and it's the door where that, you know, the situation where it really was. And a lot of the space that you hear someone walking down a corridor, that's something in Scotland that's exactly the place where the scene called for. So we're not rich, you know, not like a Steven Spielberg or somebody. So this was kind of a production that's very limited, but inside that limited production, we tried to make it the best possible production that we could make.
Yeah, good for you. You can really tell. And you've got, so you had Under Drake's Flag came out in 2013, In Freedom's Cause 2014. What's next?
Well, we're tackling a difficult subject. We're tackling Robert E. Lee and the South's battle. And
ooh.
So we're kind of, you know, here I am sitting in the land of Lincoln. You know, and I'm willing to say with a lot of folks that there's a sense in which Abraham Lincoln was a great man, but I'll also say he was a dictator. I'll also say that with my friend Thomas Woods, he's a guy that has a lot of problems, and I don't know if everybody knows this, but if you disagreed with Lincoln, if you said, for example, hey, you know, only 7% of the South population had, this was according to the 1860 census, had slaves, and it was dropping all the time. Do you think if we waited a few years, it would just kind of take care of itself the way it did in England, and it would be voted out and be made illegal by the southern states? Anybody that said that, Lincoln would just throw you in jail. He put you in prison. So I think the scholars differ between 13 and 20,000 people went to jail for just disagreeing. And I found out this, Kate, the other night. Francis Scott Key's grandson, right, the guy that the Nationalist
Anthem,
his grandson went to jail for just disagreeing slightly with Lincoln about such things.
Wow. Wow. Oh, we can't wait for that one.
Yeah, thank you. So we're going to try to deal with this very delicate subject of slavery, which needed to be abolished. And I'm a Bible banger, and so I say that, you know, man-stealing carries a death penalty. But at the same time, a guy like Robert E. Lee, for example, he didn't buy any slaves. He inherited slaves. So,
right.
You know, you can't pluck people out of their historical context and sort of, you know, make them chatty Cathy, give them a little bit of a political correct thing to say all the time, because it's just not fair. So that's a tough one. We're working on the script right now.
All right. If you want to get a copy of it, right, they can go to infreedomscause.com, because that has everything pretty much there.
It does. It's got a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. If you want to see the greatness of Joanne Froggatt behind the scenes, and as well as Judy Cosmo was in Braveheart, some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, the trailers and all that are there for you to watch, along with some of our Scotland scenes.
I love it. Bill Hyde, thanks for coming on. We'll have you back on again. Enjoyed it.
Thanks so much, Kate. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Today was a big day in Arizona, Media Day. So that means the hordes of media of all types are there asking every single question they can about Deflategate and listening to Marshawn Lynch saying he doesn't want to talk to anybody, but he doesn't want to be fined, so he's there. Another exciting Super Bowl on tap between the Seahawks and the Patriots. On site, my pal Annie Zdarovich. She's the VP of Operations for Fox Sports Radio and Premier Radio Networks. Annie, so was it a wild happening today there?
I'm here because I don't want to get fined.
Why? Well, he kept saying that the whole time.
I'm here because I don't want to get fined.
Ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
I'm here because I don't want to get fined. This man said this for the mandatory 5 minutes that he had to talk. I'm here because I don't want to get fined with his sunglasses on. This is the punkers taking over the NFL, if you ask my opinion. It's just gotten to the point of ridiculousness. Fine him the $100,000 or $150,000 and don't make him go, because it's become a sideshow. Do you know any major quote from Belichick, Brady, Wilson, or Carroll today? No. You know, I'm here because I don't want to get fined.
Yeah.
That's all you know for Media Day. I'm here because I don't want to get fined. It's become a mockery. The Media Day's become a joke. I mean, there was one guy, swear to God, there was one guy dressed in a hot dog outfit, and his two nipples, why can't you even want that mustard?
Are you kidding me?
Can I make it up? Can I honestly make this stuff up? I'm a Catholic girl from Kalamazoo. I don't make this stuff up. One was mustard, one was ketchup. I mean, it's just, you know, wedding dresses and people asking Brady to marry him. And it's like, hey, dude, he's married to Gisele Bündchen. You think he's going to get better? Seriously? You think he's going to get better than Gisele Bündchen?
No, I don't think so. Besides the craziness of that, so the whole thing with the Deflategate, what has that been like for the last 2 days?
Deflategate is one of our own guys, Fox Sports' own Jay Glazer, has kind of broken this story about the gentleman who went into a bathroom and you know, mayhem altered the balls. You know what? Can we talk off the record? Maybe the guy went in to take a leak. Can we, like, have some common sense here? Now, why a guy would walk into a bathroom with 12 balls, I won't even go there. But that's the bottom line. This attendant that they're talking about was 90 seconds in a bathroom. Now, I don't know. I'd like you to do the Kate Delaney ball test. Take 12 footballs, go into the bathroom, and see if you can deflate all 12 in 90 seconds.
No.
I don't think you can do it. I don't think you can do it.
Mm-mm.
And plus, if he actually went to the bathroom and that took at least 20 seconds,
mm-hmm.
We're women, so we don't know, but I think it generally takes them at least 20 seconds, doesn't it? I mean, the whole thing has just become ridiculous. But you know who's to fault for it and who's to blame for it? Belichick and the Patriots and Brady, because they're so arrogant and they're so pompous. And I tell you, I want Belichick to lose just because he's sitting on that sideline on Sunday with his cut-off little sweaty hoodie. Okay? The man makes about $10 million a year. You can't afford a sweatshirt that doesn't have cuts all over it. I don't know. I'm just asking.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, he's no fashion icon, that's for sure. He looks like a schlumpadinka, absolutely. So really it's kind of deflection gate, deflecting it away from them and onto this stupid guy in this incident.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're saying they have no knowledge of it. Well, you know, if you're with Tom Brady for, what, 15 years? He's been the quarterback of the Patriots now. For 15 years, he tells these guys on every game day that he likes a soft ball. He likes the soft ball. So they're playing for the AFC Championship to get to the Super Bowl again for the sixth time in, what, 9 years, whatever. And you know that he likes his ball soft. I mean, look at what we're talking about. Tom Brady likes his ball soft. I mean, it's just beyond the pale. The magnitude of this is getting. And you know what? Andrew Luck and the Colts are a good team, and Andrew Luck is one of the best up-and-coming young quarterbacks we have in the league. They weren't going to – what, inflated ball, deflated ball, no ball. They still would have beaten them by 21, 25, 4 points. I mean, they were the better team. And it pains me to say that because I don't like the Patriots.
Yeah.
I do not like the Patriots because I don't like the way they're like the Nixon administration from, you know, when we were little kids or something. It's like everything is covert and they want to hide everything. And that comes from Belichick. I don't care what anybody says. I think Brady kind of just gets mold right into it. But it's Belichick. He's just, he's so secretive. And you know what? Here's the problem. They got caught cheating the one time with the Spygate of the Jets practices. And that's never going to leave. But look at what we're talking about, Kate. He's a Hall of Fame coach and Brady's a Hall of Fame player. Lock and key. Throw it away. Lock and key. Belichick and Brady in the Hall of Fame. Even if it comes out to be that they deflated the balls, they're both in the Hall of Fame. So what are we talking about here? We're wasting all this time talking about deflated balls.
Does anyone seem to care about the game? I mean, is this just a boring game for most people unless you're a huge Patriot fan?
No, and that's what the anomaly is. The anomaly is that every expert we have on is telling us this could be one of the best Super Bowl games on paper for the last 5-10 years. That the teams are literally evenly matched, that it's a pick 'em. We had on one of the handicappers from one of the big casinos in Vegas. I think the line is three for the Seahawks, I believe the latest line was, but it doesn't matter. He said it's a pick 'em game. For even the experts in Vegas, it's a pick 'em game. This could be one of the best games on paper of the last 10 years. It's got to be better than last year. I mean, Manning and those guys, they were done within the first 10 seconds when they lost the fumble and there was a safety. I mean, they were over. They were demoralized within the first 2 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
But on paper, this looks like to be one of the better games as far as matchups. And you do have Sherman injured. And that could be a big concern for the Seahawks because, mm-hmm. you know what, you'd have to be stupid not to throw towards him. I mean, mm-hmm. you have to be out of your mind not to do that. But, no, it's deflected away from the game itself, which is sad because it is a game. I mean, think of the dynamics. Carroll coached the Patriots. Kraft fired Carroll, brought in Belichick. Carroll went on his odyssey of, you know, USC and everything until, you know, the hounds were coming and he knew he was going to be sanctioned and he left USC, you know, running with his tail between his legs. I mean, it's all, you know, this could be called Cheatgate. This could be called Cheatgate. The Super Bowl could be what two coaches have cheated most in college and in NFL. Seriously.
And then you have it there. What about celebrities? Is there a lot of celebrities walking around Radio Row?
No, not yet. It's only Tuesday. It's only Tuesday. Most of the, excuse me, heavy hitters come in on Thursday, Friday, that type of thing. This is only Tuesday. So I'll give you a call at the end of the week and tell you what heavy hitters are here. But, you know, we've seen a few heavy hitters. I mean, but player-wise, but nothing celebrity-wise or anything. They don't even roll into town. They're probably still at the Phoenician getting their day massages.
Is it easy to get around where you are in Arizona for the media to move around?
Real easy. I mean, the NFL shuttles are everywhere. We happen to be staying out at a great place in Tempe, which is right off literally the Arizona State campus. So it's the college town with all the restaurants and clubs and bars and all that stuff. And then tonight we're going to the big NFL media party, which is at the Waste Management Phoenix Open. And it's literally going to be at the TPC course, which should be fun. Even though, don't you wish they would call that tournament something better than Waste Management?
Yeah,
and that
kind
of like takes the glamour out of it, you know. But Tiger's in the tournament this year. Phil's in the tournament this year. Bubba. So hoping to maybe see one of those guys tonight, and that would be kind of cool. And Tiger, I think he's got his tooth back in. He didn't play Michael Strahan for too long, but that's a joke in itself. That's a joke in itself. You know what I'm hearing on the inside? That wasn't some cameraman in the Swiss Alps. That was the tooth that Elon threw the cell phone at him 5.5 years ago, and it's been a dead tooth ever since, and it just fell out, and it chipped, whatever, and he had to get it replaced. And, I mean, please, give me a break. I mean, Elon cracked the tooth when she threw the cell
right.
phone before she hit him with the 9-iron.
Everybody I remember
knows that.
Yep.
Everybody knows that. She hit him with the cell phone. I mean, please, come on. I mean, in Tiger Woods, how ridiculous is Tiger Woods? He goes to a ski event where there's, like, no other African-American around for probably 150 miles. He's got a ski mask on. He looks like, you know, an
right.
ISIS terrorist. And then he goes with no tooth. And he doesn't want to be noticed, Kate. You know, that's Tiger. He doesn't want to be
noticed.
But
of course he's noticed. Yeah.
Well, he wants to be noticed. There's
right.
no one that needs there's no one that needs attention and glamour and fame more than Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
I mean, he's on a ski slope in a ski mask with a tooth out. Oh, okay. You don't want the paparazzi to take your picture. I get it. Okay.
Yeah, I so agree with you. He does want the attention, no doubt about it. All right, have fun at that media waste party, Andy Sidarovich, and thank you for coming on America Tonight.
You're very welcome. I'll touch base with you at the end of the week.
Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.